views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief by tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So on my show today, I have the wonderful Mark Kettenbach with me again today. We would love to hear from you. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. Mark and I have been working together for several years now. He is a martial artist with 32 years experience, a UN Method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, also co-founder of Nice to Have, which I understand, Mark, you have a new book coming out, and we're excited.
Hey, Colette, this is so true. It's actually, the book is done, but it's been read over right now for, you know, this all writing mistakes and all that kind of stuff, and we're building a cover, but I'm very positive, but by the beginning of March, it will be out and also soon in English. So it could be ready in March as well in English.
Awesome.
It comes out as a little ebook, and then we'll be also as a printed version. We'll have it too.
Cool. Like, Mark is also the co-author of Boosting Intentions. And Mark and I have been working together for about 5 years, and we've co-founded together the Energetic Upgrade Seminars that we brought out last year. And, you know, Mark, tell everybody, like, I'm so excited. We're going to
do
some seminars.
That's true. A lot of people will call in and asking. So for Vancouver, we'll be in Vancouver from the 12th until the 14th of June. And there'll be maybe a demo evening before that. It'll be available for private session before that. But from the 12th until the 14th, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like Friday half the day, whole Saturday, whole Sunday, we'll do an energetic upgrade seminar, which is, I'm very looking forward to that one.
And I love Vancouver. Vancouver's so beautiful.
It's a very nice city. And then at the end of June, we'll be in Karlsruhe, right? From the 26th to the 28th of June, we'll be in Karlsruhe and do a seminar in Germany.
Yeah, and I'm always looking forward to going back to Germany. That's always a good time. And, you know, Mark and I are basically, our seminars are about reality steering and finding your passion and using that to its utmost ability, basically. And you know, we at our seminars, we had a pretty interesting time. You know, we did relationship rescue and energetic facelift, and we're for sure going to be doing relationship rescue again, because
potential we also did, but we kind of said for this year be a lot about relationship rescue in different ways, though, right? Could be financial relationships, could be with your spouse, could be your brother, sister, your loved ones, the soulmate, all of that. And yeah, there's tons of stuff coming up, and we'll bring something up on the web pretty soon where people can, like, check in or check it out and stuff like that. I also have a video up there from my latest book, like the N2H. And by the way, Colette, this is some of the switches and all that we're going to share with people on the Energetic Upgrade Seminar. So if they want to, they can check out my website or Facebook or write to you, and then we'll give them the sign in for the free videos where they learn to get a I don't care switch.
I don't care about that, Mark.
You're like pissed about somebody, or you worry too much, and you just use that, and then you don't care anymore, which is good.
I love it. I don't care switch.
Yeah, and I don't care switch.
Especially at this time of year, a lot of people, I do a lot of private sessions, and I connect with people from around the world. And a lot of people right now, like at this time of year, you know, all the excitement from the holiday season is over. The bills are rolling in. And the toys are broken, and the flu season hits. And, you know, the flu season is mostly about grief. Anytime you have issues with your sinuses, with your upper respiratory tract, it almost always, I don't ever say always, but it almost always comes up as an energetic weakness around, emotional and psychological issues around grief. And I've noticed it for myself in the last week. I've been feeling a little bit stuffed up in that. You know, I let my little dog Ella go last week, and she was getting old, and she was ready to leave. And the grief comes over in waves. And a lot of times people assume right away that it's a physical issue when you have the flu. And it is contagious, by the way, but the flu is contagious on many levels. It's contagious grief. And as I said, a lot of people, after the holiday season, they kind of move into this place where it's dark, you know, the days are short. It's like generally the coldest time of the year, unless you're in Australia. It's darker, it's colder, it's not as much fun. unless you really are into snow and, you know, and, but I mean, when I say it's not that much fun, I mean, if you're someone that's working a 9-to-5 job, you go to work in the morning and it's dark when you leave. And then by the time you get home, it's dark. And I'm just picking up a lot of energetic weaknesses around that for a lot of people in the collective influence. It's also the time of year where people take stock of what happened in the last year. And, you know, that's what Mark and I wanted to work with people a little bit today. And I see we already have one caller. We'll take that call after the first break here. But just on a general level, Mark, let's just sort of connect with everybody that might be listening to this call right now or listening later, that is kind of feeling those, you know, those winter blues after the holidays. And, the different things that are making people feel like less energetic, less looking forward to getting up in the morning, going after their day. A lot of people go on holidays, you know, to warmer places in Canada and United States, you know. So those, you know, if you have something to really look forward to, it's easy to get up in the morning. But if you're like not really looking forward to your day, it makes it a little more challenging. What are you picking up around that, Mark?
I'm getting that, like, the for me, the major or the main weakness is around 2015, which adds up to an 8 for infinity. And that's like a wrong perception or misperception of infinite potential. A lot that triggers a lot with people, the old ideas that the earth gonna circle around the sun, and after a year we'll back where we were and we start over again. And this with the figure 8 kind of like brings infinity to that cycle of not being able to change. And that's a misinterpretation and a misperception. Oh, let's get rid of all that. That's what I'm getting here a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of that taking stock of the last year revolves around book work and, you know, getting ready for the new year and having, you know, doing a lot of accounting is what's coming up. You know, and so we just want to clear that for everybody that, you know, taking account of last year doesn't have to be painful.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and we do need to go for a quick break here.
Okay,
you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And when we return, we are going to share more ways to move energy and make some shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Before we continue, Mark, just share your contact information with everyone so they can reach you.
Oh, great. Sure. It's www.mark, M-A-R-C, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. One word. If you put in front info at markkettenbach.com, you're going to get me with the email. Plus, we, as I said, I have something special for everybody for free, a great I don't care switch. And what is that? That will help anybody who learns that switch get rid of emotions during the day that they don't like. You might be angry about your daughter or your son, and you just hit that and you get calmer with it. Or you want to have something and you couldn't get it and now you're frustrated and you can hit that switch again and the frustration will go away. So this is something really neat. And we also teach stuff like this at our energetic upgrade seminars, of course.
Yeah. And
we have things, right? They're in June and they'll be out soon on the internet and everybody can check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for we do have a caller on the line and we're going to take your call right away. I'm just going to mention to everybody else that if you want Mark and I to connect with you today, you can reach us at 1-800-930-2819. So we have Ciencia from New York on the line. Ciencia, is that correct?
This is correct.
Hi. Yeah, that's how you pronounce your name?
Yes, Ciencia.
Awesome. Ciencia. So,
okay, cool. Hi.
Happy New Year. And
New Year.
What can we
too.
Do for you?
The reason why I'm calling is that I need a shift from, you know, generational poverty, generational physical, emotional, and spiritual abuse. And right now I feel so extremely stuck. And I have a 17-year-old who's growing into a beautiful young girl. And I have the feeling that she is sucking all of this out of from me. And I wouldn't like for her to go through everything that I've gone through. Therefore, I know in order for her life to be better, I need to get better.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to just get a baseline for you, how, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being like really neutral to it, and 10 being, you know, this is really, really bothering you. Where are you on that scale?
I'm at an 11. It's really, really bothering
11.
Me.
And you know, your intuition is right on. When a mother worries about their children, that is a leading weakness for children all over the world, because if a mother doesn't believe that a child can have a real happy life and be really successful, then who is going to? So Mark, what are you picking up here first and foremost?
Are you raising her by yourself?
I am.
Oh, you are? Okay. So it's
weakness.
I'm getting is to turn away from you. So it's about that she's going to, like, now grow up and leave the house and choose someone else over you to be in contact with. All this kind of stuff comes from your subconscious. And I'm going to delete it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That and how long have you been a single mother for?
For life,
yeah. It's coming up like a life sentence, and your daughter is about to move into, there's often a lot of energetic weaknesses from moving into the age of 17, into the age of 18, because at the age of 18, we're considered adult, and so your daughter would be considered a woman, and so a lot of this is coming from limiting beliefs about that I'm getting that you have, down the family line, that women have a harder life than men, and that being a woman is a struggle in this world. And so that's what we just want to clear that up and down your family line. A lot of times the perception is that because women in many countries and many situations are held back, generally women have a tendency to be paid less for the same work that men do in jobs. But there are, that is changing. And so we want to strengthen you to the change and to the difference in the way society is. And also just taking the limiting beliefs of the collective influence about single mothers. I've worked a lot. I was a single mother also for part of the time. And, you know, a lot of the time I was, you know, my former husband was away, so I did most of the parenting. And it's kind of like a cumulative effects I'm getting of having to be the responsible one. And so we want to strengthen that word responsibility for you to being that you are able to respond. Because in actual fact, a lot of the single women that I get in touch with that are single mothers, they're actually operate at a higher level. Some, you know, many of them operate at a higher level as a single parent than with a partner. And I'm getting in your case that's true. So we want to remove all the sadness of being a single parent. I'm getting your daughter was actually better off having you as the sole parent. Mark, what else are you picking up?
I'm also picking up that her daughter looks for the same kind of, like, as a boyfriend, the same kind of guy she had, like her dad was, even though she probably never met the dad. And there's this weakness showing the mother that she might be able to hold him in life or something like that. So let's get her strong, the daughter, to dad, not proving anything to the mother strong to the daughter, not like showing her anything, and so she's gonna find someone who she doesn't have to make a point of staying with her or not.
Oh, okay. So, and Mark, what you said at the beginning is like there's a grief and a sadness about letting her go, definitely.
Yeah.
And so we wanna strengthen you that, you know, when you're a mom, you use your intuition, every thought that you have is either going to strengthen or weaken the situation around your daughter and even your daughter herself. And so we want to get you in a place where you can go inward. And every time you have a thought about your daughter, that thought is going to be a strong one and it's going to support her, and that you're going to see her in a brilliant future. And that, our thoughts are very, very powerful, in particular between our children and parents. So we want to strengthen that for you, that you could, every time you have a thought about your daughter and it goes to like sadness or despair, that you would automatically correct yourself and shift yourself energetically, and that this would just be an automatic thing, that you would not go into the emotion and the reaction of all of the sadness, but that you would go into the joy instead and spin that through your heart. So what I mean by that is that you could feel in your heart what it is you really want for your daughter, and you strengthen her every single thought to that rather than to the thought that she won't get what she wants.
You might want to start picturing your daughter always in the way what you want for her, and not picturing in your head what you worry about her not living through or not being involved with. So there's a big shift for you too, that you just start to say every time, like Colette said, when you're about to worry, you just go immediately to that place where you picture your daughter how you want her. Picture her laughing, happy, having a house, a husband, whatever it is that you think she needs, and hold that picture in your head instead of the worrying one. It costs the same like amount of energy to do so why not do good stuff?
Absolutely. It does, like, it doesn't take more energy to shift someone and have your thoughts work for them, then actually it requires more energy if you go the other way, because then there's cleanup to do.
Yeah. So how are you now? You started with an 11 or with a 10, we would say. So where are you at now?
Oh, it's at a 7.
Good, okay.
I didn't hear it. What was that?
7.
It's at 7? A 7.
Oh, that's kind of weak. So, okay, we're going to strengthen your perception, getting the cell memories out of you, okay? Then we can recalibrate, make you strong to the new lifeline you just stepped on.
Yeah.
And shorten down the transit zone, the zone where you kind of shift and change. Okay, how about now?
Oh, now
we've talked
about 4.
Yeah,
wow.
Good.
That's what
I was getting that she was moving towards a 3 when she said 7. This is, yeah. I just want to explain that, what happens, and she's starting to laugh, and so that's always good. It feels good to step into that reality, doesn't it?
Yes, I feel so much lighter.
Your energy has changed substantially here. It feels really light now to me.
That's cool. We'll just get the building out strong too, where you live. Then there are apartments above and underneath and left and right. We'll make you strong to all that and get the energy out of your house and make it more solid. That's good. Go.
So, Sienna, do you want to hang on to while we move to a break? And we'll just, Mark and I'll just do a little bit of cleanup, and we'll come back and see if we can get you to a 0. Because then we have Liz on the line from San Diego after. And I am Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for better, 1-800-930-2819. And we will be right back to make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Ciencia on the line. She was stuck at an 11, which is like a way past feeling like that sad about her daughter and her daughter's future. And we've got her down to a 3 before the break, and we just want to see now where you're at. Ciencia, are you there?
I think it's up at 0 now.
Yeah, there you
good.
Go.
I do so too, which is good.
And so Mark and I were just talking about how your number one joy is your daughter. We were working on you to let go of all your anger towards men. Do you have a man in your life right now?
I don't. I don't know that it's anger. It's fear, because I grew up in a country where women had no value and women were raped and it was okay. And my mother herself was raped and I was a result of that. And therefore I was made to feel that, oh, her suffering was my father's fault.
Okay, so this is really cool because that's what we were picking up, and we want to clear any karma between your biological father and yourself here.
Yeah.
So that
karma is gone. Actually, yeah. He had karma with your mother because she had an abortion in a different lifetime with the guy, and he wanted to just force her this time to have it, and she kind of did. So let's get rid of all the unsettled or unsolved problems there.
Okay. And so we just strengthen you to that and strengthen you to the joy and feeling safe within yourself, that you can trust yourself, that that you can trust yourself around men and also your physical environment. And so I'm glad we got you down to zero. And, you know, feel free to call in. You can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and just let me know what you're experiencing, you and your daughter experiencing in the upcoming week. If you would like.
And I was also invite everybody, you, Ciencia, you too, and everybody who's, or anybody who's listening, send me an email and I'll send you the link to that switch. And for next time you get like, you get fear again, you think about a daughter, and then you can just use that switch and you don't care anymore. And then from there you go, like we said, and picture your daughter the way you want her, which is then way easier.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Absolutely. Thank you for calling in, Ciencia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, bye-bye. You're very welcome. So we have Liz from San Diego on the line. Liz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, hi, Colette and Mark. I'd like to maybe get a little help. I've got three kind of minor injury spots, the most problematic being in my hip, kind of where my left abductor, I think. These are things that have come on as I've increased my exercise and physical activity, which I really want to keep doing, but I'm concerned now about aggravating, like I said, in the left hip and the right shoulder. And I sprained my right index finger, but the hips.
What kind of sport do you do?
It's more just working out at home, either dance workouts or just a variety of different cardio or strength routines.
Have you? Do you have children?
No.
No children? Because it's coming up. It's funny. It's coming up right away. I was picking up birthing experiences. The thought of giving birth. Have you ever wanted children?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I've actually
okay, go ahead.
Help from you and Mark on my grief about that.
Okay. As soon as I mentioned children to you or having babies, you went into like grief. And so I'm going to work on it from that angle. Mark, you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that, I'm going to stick with a workout real quick. Is that something you watch on a tape?
Yeah. I'll use the internet and source any variety of workouts, depending on what I want to do.
I'm getting
you
got karma with some of the people on that tape. So sorry about that, but that's all right. So let's get rid of it. We're going to delete the karma, make you strong to the exercise, make all of your cells strong to the physical fitness you'll be needing, so you have fitness on the inside and on the outside, and we'll do the transition. Strengthen that too, so you can get the fitness from the inside to your outside. Now let's see, why did you hurt yourself again? Are you somebody who really, really like to work out, or do you work out because you want to look a certain way?
I work out more because I want to look or feel a certain way.
Okay. So like what way would that be?
Keeping my weight slim and just being more toned, kind of looking and moving youthful, I guess, is the most beneficial.
Okay, may I ask how old you are, Liz?
55,
okay. So what triggers also is the number 5 is weak, and then 55 turns you into right away being 60. When did you turn 55? Was that recently?
July 9th.
July, okay. I thought recently, okay. So let's make you stronger. That July 9th, that turns into 16-7. Okay. What are you picking up, Colette?
Well, I'm right away. I was picking up a weakness for age, too. That was going to be my next question, because the right index finger is judgment, and you sprained your right finger. How did you do that?
You know, I actually misspoke. It's my left finger.
Okay, so
left index
but
finger.
It's judgment on either side.
Okay.
So
I did that exercising too, I think, working with some weights.
Okay, because what's coming up is that you have a lot of judgment about the way you look and about the choices you made and about, are you married?
Yes.
Yeah, and did you try to have children and it just didn't happen?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what's coming up, is that unresolved grief around the judgment of yourself not being. I was wondering why, because it's coming up, you know, if your right side of your body is more about your masculine energy and your left side is more about your feminine energy. And as I said, your index finger is your judgment. And so it's kind of like I was picking up a weakness that were you in a career?
Yeah, you mean when I was married or now?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, so because like, did you kind of put off having children so that you could have a career?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What I was asking is, did you put off having children so that you could have a career?
No, I was more just had issues with relationships, so by the time I had the marriage that I wanted, I was almost 40.
Okay. So I'm just picking up some judgments that you have about yourself being like in the right place at the right time, like not being a woman enough when you were younger is what's coming up. So
yeah.
That's kind of driving. A lot of times people exercise, the reasons why people exercise can influence the results of the exercise for sure. And so we want to strengthen you to exercising for the pure joy of it rather than for the judgment of how you look or being fit or it's coming up actually being fit to be a woman and fit to be a mother. And so that's what I'm working on right now. I forgot to get a baseline for you, but what is happening in your body right now? Like, what's the pain like? Has it changed? Is it any different?
Yeah, I think it's different. I don't have it much if I'm not doing certain. Oh, my finger feels much better.
Okay, good.
The hip's a little harder to tell because unless I try certain things that I'm a little reluctant to do, it feels okay. But it everything feels looser.
Well, like, you know, you're talking to the fitness expert with Mark. What I was picking up right away on the word
Martial
is the word
guy.
Try. And try is about like trying to get pregnant is weak for you. And so I'm going to work on that. Mark, what are you picking up about the fitness in her hip or what she could do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. I was real quick ask you, you married, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is your husband giving you the feeling that he looks like for younger women or more slim, more fit or something like that?
No.
Or does it come from you, the idea of having to be able to compete still with other women?
I think with me it's more the idea that because it was my age that kept me from getting pregnant, I feel that, like he could have had kids if he was with a younger woman.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, yeah, there's some self beating up on that, but also I'm getting that you want to at least now stay like in competition, stay fit, so you show him on a subconscious level that was still the right decision he made. Okay,
there we go.
Let's get you off the hook here and make you more strong to yourself. He decided for himself, no one took anything away from him, and make you strong for your life. And if you ever want, you could adopt a child, or you might have a child from the neighbors they chose by for quite some hours a day. You never know what life like presents, so let's make you openly for that and strengthen you.
Mm-hmm. Liz, can you hang on until after the break? And we will keep working on you because I feel like you're shifting a lot right now and that we'll check in with you after. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, cool. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and I am here with Mark Kettenbach. We will be right back after this next break to make some shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach, and we have Liz from is it San Diego on the line.
Yeah.
And yes. Liz, we were working a bit on you on the break, and we were before the break, in case someone's just coming on now, we were talking about she was feeling some sadness that she hasn't, that her and her husband didn't have children, and some sadness that they got married later in life, and that, you know, that perhaps he is, that she in some way ruined his life because he would have been such a great father is what was coming up. And, you know, when we test that energetically, and this is what we do, relationship rescue seminars, it's really interesting the stories we tell ourselves, because your husband is 100% strong to you. Like he, when we both test energetically, this man is totally like he's strong to you. Like he is very strong to his choice to marry you.
And I'm getting a weakness still around. If you would like accept the way he really loves and cares for you, you would kind of put your dad on a different pedestal. You would put him off it. That's why subconsciously you have to make up stories in order to have your dad still on some special place. And now it makes make you strong of loving both and just don't compare them to each other. And that you can fully adapt what your husband feels for you as well.
Yes, because what I'm getting is that what Mark just said, I was getting it also from a different angle, that you feel that your husband would have made such a great dad, and then that would have completed everything. And so let's just get you strong that it's complete. And like Mark said, there's a lot of children out there looking for women like you that love children.
And
you know, so we strengthen you to all the possibilities around that. And I just want to check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
Well, I've been feeling pretty emotional, but it's sort of the relief that, you know, of kind of being understood. I mean, you guys are pretty amazing because, you know, you're just so dead on, you know, what goes on. So I can feel almost just a relief from maybe the loneliness of carrying that around.
Yeah.
And it's good to cry because it's what we call a sentimental sadness. Your subconscious is sad about that some problems go because it doesn't judge, right? So everything that goes, or even something you don't want is a loss for it. So down and out to your toes and feet, zoom, the emotion. And yeah, cool.
That's awesome. And, you know, that sentimental sadness, that letting go, we want to strengthen you to really start looking at yourself differently now through your husband. Like, really, he's very strong to you. So we want to strengthen you to that, like all the love he has for you and all the love that you have for him, and how you could turn that into something. Yeah, majorly, like, shoot, like, put it out there into the universe there, you know? Orgasmic bliss.
There we go.
There you go.
That's good.
How does that feel now?
It feels really good.
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah. You have
good.
A wonderful day, Liz.
And the joints all feel really good, too.
Okay. There, that's a really good example about how our relationship with ourselves is our number one relationship to consider, right, Mark?
Oh yeah. And as we saw, Colette, I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm looking forward, but I'm also a little bit scared about the relationship rescue tour, because I remember this sweet lady almost choking me in Vancouver, right? Because it comes down to relationship rescue. It is a lot about emotions. It's a lot about stuff, your parents, past lives, co-workers, husbands, siblings, stuff comes up. It's unbelievable.
Money.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, because the relationship that we have with ourselves, and Liz was such a beautiful example of this, because here she is, you know, thinking that, you know, telling herself this story that she's held her husband back and that, you know, she's limiting him. And in actual fact, the only thing that's limiting him is her receiving more love from him. And that's our specialty. I mean, we had such great results at the seminar. And I do have to say that I was so very, very proud of you. And, you know, you went up many, many notches. I know how wonderful you are at correcting energy. And I know how wonderful you are at holding space. And I really, really was totally impressed, especially in Vancouver. there was a lot
of... Thank you very much for that.
There was a lot of
anger. Of us, because I think we add a very good mixture, and especially if it comes down to relationship rescue.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, we all have to recognize that we have both male and female aspects within ourselves.
Yeah.
And that, you know, a lot of times we play that out, what happened in our childhood, what happened in, you know, what's happening in our own body. We play that out with the most significant people in our lives. And so it's like we're looking for resolution, but the people that we are with are reflecting back to us really how we feel about ourselves. And so we just, let's strengthen that for everybody out there that, you know, Mark, you know, like, what's the number one weakness here that we could correct right now so that people could leave this radio show and feel really good about themselves and about their relationship with themselves, besides the I don't care switch, which was the first thing that came up for me. I don't care.
Well, you know, in the break, we also talked about that, that Arnold's rules I'll put out on Facebook. So if you want to, you can look this up. Just as my name, and you find me on Facebook, or you find Colette, she might even be sharing it as well. And the number one thing people are weak to is they listen too much to other people. And that is like, that's one of his rules. He says, don't give a rat's ass about what people tell you. If they tell you you can't do it, go out and do it.
And I loved what he said about that, because he said, if someone told me that something can't be done, then I'm glad, because then I'm the first one that's going to do it.
That's what it is. Boom. And it kind of helped me always a bit, because I'm a what they call polarity responder. Like, all polarity responder have one big advantage amongst all the disadvantages. If people like this tell me I can't, I'm kind of like nosy to do so. It's not as good if you like with your loved ones and they tell you something, you always have to do the opposite. That cost me a lot of corrections. But in terms of the people listening, it's believe in yourself, not believing in themselves, believing at a total is weak, and to listen too much to people who are just going to talk them out of what they want to do because they're afraid themselves to do it. And so let's make them strong. And every time somebody tells them they should rather do this or that, that they just, what they're actually telling you is their fears about what are you going to do. So let's make you strong at that.
Absolutely. That feels really good. Thank you so much, Mark, for being on The Truth Is Funny again. And I'm really
thank you very much for having me.
And I'm really looking forward to our upcoming seminars and connecting with all the listeners again. People can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. And I've been in the process of writing a book for about a year and a half now, taking it, you know, like putting the energy and the time in, for a lot of hours a day. I am available for private sessions before we get back out there on tour. And the book is almost finished, I'm happy to say.
Oh, yeah. And I can't wait to have it. It's like the Bible for energetic correcting. And it's big. I'm telling you, people. It is big. It's a big book.
Well, it started 880 pages, but I'm whittling it down now. So thank you to everyone who called in. Thank you to our wonderful Brian for the for producing the radio show. Thank you, Mark. And we will be back next Wednesday. And actually, I have a very interesting person coming on next Wednesday that is just a young woman who already has a best-selling book out. And we will be talking with her next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.